Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Now the police are coming.
now they're coming to get me, Michael.
That's the Garda. That's the Garda.
I've only been in town like not even 48 hours.
And here they come.
Welcome to the Big K Morning Show live from Dublin, Ireland. And I'm in front of our Camden Court Hotel now. I'll be making my way past Trinity College. You've heard of this, Michael, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, many times.
And every time I step out in the streets, we run into Pittsburghers. So we're going to head down to a place called the Temple Bar area. We're also going to check out a castle there. And in the meantime, you're a half person from everyone in Pittsburgh. The same is true in Ireland. So one of the people on our AAA trip is Don Lover. Don is an old neighbor. 30 years ago, I moved from his neighborhood to the one I currently am still in. And Don went to see the Book of Kells. Is that what it's called?
Book of Kells, Larry.
Book of Kells.
This is Don.
Oh, yeah.
Say hello to Michael Bartley.
Hi, Don. Michael. The Book of Kells. You went to the Book of... Oh, that's big. That's big. At Trinity, yeah.
So what is...
The Book of Kells, Larry, is a collection of the four Gospels in the Catholic faith, in the Latin language, and they're trying to preserve it in their special books that they put together. And it's amazing that they store these books in the long room. I've never been in such a long room with library shelves of books. Unfortunately, some of the books are under restoration, but the room itself is incredible.
And what about being here, Don, for the game? Obviously, you came with us. And there's about 150 of us on one AAA travel trip, but there are so many Pittsburghers. I'm sure even you ran into Pittsburghers everywhere you've been so far.
Yes, I ran into friends from Wexford, believe it or not. And it feels like, Larry, downtown Pittsburgh with a bunch of people from around the tri-state area. Incredible feeling. The Steeler fans are out numbering the Viking fans, probably 10-1 at this particular time.
Yeah, and I literally, Michael, saw one Viking fan in our hotel.
That's I was just going to ask you and Don. I haven't seen any of them in any of the coverage.
Nope.
No, and as I make my way to this Temple Bar area, we're going to be in a situation where we're going to run into thousands of Steeler fans. Oh, so I'm looking forward throughout the course of the show to be able to do that.
Yeah, you're pacing yourself right now. Hey, Don, when you were at the Book of Kells, there are major other authors, James Joyce, some of the original stuff, all that stuff is over there. Yeah.
Yes, it is. But you know, Michael, the amazing thing is it shows how they put together the Book of Kells, the manuscripts itself. That was fascinating to see. If you're over here, it's worth the trip to Trinity College to go see the Book of Kells.
I know everyone's there for the Steeler game, but you know, the one thing about Dublin is people don't understand too, and I know Guinness gets a lot of attention. It is a very cultural city. Oh, a double-decker just went behind you. That was beautiful.
Oh, yeah, and speaking of which, 100 of our 150 people on the AAA trip are right now at the Guinness Brewery.
Oh.
So I'm thinking this afternoon's going to be pretty entertaining.
Oh.
Meanwhile, thanks, Don. I had to come to Dublin to see my old neighbor.
Thank you, Larry, for having me.
All right.
And go Steelers.
And Michael,
go Steelers.
Thank you. Michael, I got my wingman.
There's that's my Ryder, man Ryder. That's my man.
He's going to be my videographer for the rest of the road here.
Hey, Ryder, don't let anyone push you around when you get to Temple Bar, because they're going to be drunky, wonky. I know some of the people on your trip. Oh, boy.
Well, you know what? Here comes some Steeler fans now.
Hey.
Where are you from?
Florida.
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 Hey, we're live on KDK Radio in Pittsburgh.
Oh.
What's your name?
Patrick and Paige.
Of course, Patrick.
Patrick.
Paige. What part of Florida?
Merritt Island, Cocoa Beach.
Yeah. Nice, beautiful. We've been there. I took a Disney cruise out of it.
Oh, yeah. Working out.
So, just curious, were you from Pittsburgh? No, you're just...
No, I'm from New York.
So why are you Steeler fans?
Our friends have season tickets.
Your friends have season tickets.
We'll be up. We go every year.
Yep. You do come, come to Acrisure?
Yep.
Every year.
Well, Sunday it's going to be welcome to Croke Park Stadium.
That's it.
What's your experience been like so far walking around the city?
So far it's been excellent.
Lots
people
Steeler
are great.
No Vikings.
It's unbelievable. Vikings. You know, in 1100, the Vikings attacked the island.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
And things haven't been right since for them.
Yep.
I'll just put it that way. All right. Well, nice to meet. What's your name? Paige and
Patrick,
of course.
Yep. Paige and
weekend.
Patrick.
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks for letting me accost you in the streets in Dublin. So that's the way it is, brother.
Unbelievable.
I'm going to start our journey. You're going to go with our journey all the way down to this really fantastic part of town. And you're going to see by the time, you know, it's 11:12 here.
Yeah.
So we're 5 hours ahead of you. So it's going to be lunchtime shortly. And that's people are already out and about. So we'll check in here in another few minutes. But the journey begins. Let's go.
Beautiful.
Here we go, Steelers.
Hey, Larry, before I forget, so Pat Guerrero texted me. She's at, she's going to be at a high tea on Grafton Street. You know Pat Guerrero. That's Dan and Pat Rooney's daughter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Patricia. That's Patricia.
Pat, I met her many times over the years at the Ireland Fund dinner.
Absolutely.
The late ambassador and Patricia Rooney, his bride, hosted. Yeah. And I got to tell you, Michael, Dan Rooney is somebody that the people here know and respect for what he did to help broker the peace.
There's no question. Hey, Larry, I'm telling you, on the Blessed Mother, when you were interviewing that lady who knew when I was saying about my folks in Galway and the Ashford Castle, as God is my judge... That doorman said, do you know Dan Rooney? Is when I walked in there. But anyway, their daughter, the late Dan and Pat Rooney's daughter, Patricia, whom you met 1,000 times, a buddy of ours, she's going to join us. She's going to be on Grafton Street in Dublin, and we're going to ask her some questions. 9:05 Pittsburgh time. She just texted. She's all excited. You know what? To talk about what this weekend would mean to her dad and mother, it would be unbelievable.
All right, we'll check in here in another few minutes. I'm starting to walk. Here we go.
Here we go. Oh, boy. All right. Larry Richard and Ryder, live coverage from Dublin, continues in a moment. Oh, boy, this is so fun. How about those people from Florida? I'm telling you, I don't care where you're from. I mean, the Steelers are the greatest franchise in the world. I don't care who likes it. All right, their live coverage continues in Dublin in a moment. For the time being, it's 6:15 coming up in Pittsburgh.
I guess I'm going to have to hold it.
All right, this is the Big K Morning Show. I'm outside of Divot's Pub, where we met some Steeler officials last night, obviously talking business at all times. Michael, this is 1871, which in Ireland is kind of a new place.
I know. That's so true. Oh.
It is.
You know,
and,
one time I did a story on the, what was it, the 100th anniversary of St. Paul's Cathedral in Oakland. And the, and this Irish guy who was visiting, he said, 100 years? Wouldn't you wait to at least 500 or 1,000 to do this big story like this? And he was right. Like, the 100 years means nothing to the history of the city you're in right now, Larry.
Yeah, You know, that's so true. There's a bar called the Brazen Head, which is about a kilometer from here, that's been in operation since the 1100s. It is the longest continuous serving bar on the island.
Wow.
And there's a guy that was a manager there named Vince Dooley. Dooley was my grandmother's maiden name. I was always curious, but there are a lot of Dooleys in Ireland. And guess what? He was married to a woman from Pittsburgh.
What?
So, yeah. I mean, so there's always a Pittsburgh connection. And just walking down, we're about a mile and a half from Temple Bar. So I'm going to continue that journey down there. So what's it been like at home for people talking about this weekend right now?
I'm telling you,
the energy,
Larry, I tell you, you know, and I we did after you, when you knew you and I were doing the show yesterday, and when you called and we had so much fun, I did the thing with one of the bar owners with the harp and fiddle in the Strip District. And then Sunday morning, all the bars in Western Pennsylvania are opening at 8:30 in the morning. The harp and fiddle is at capacity, standing room only. So are the other Irish bars in Pittsburgh. So everybody is like changing plans. There are a lot of people that aren't going to go to their regular church service. They're changing that so that everybody could be ready at 8:30 in the morning for the pregame, all that type stuff. It's an excitement like you can't believe. And I said to some of the bar owners yesterday, this is like on a St. Patrick's Day all over again in Pittsburgh, and it's kind of true, you know?
Yeah, St. Patrick's Day in Pittsburgh is as big as it is anywhere, maybe, you know, Boston.
Yeah, Chicago.
The Irish here don't celebrate St. Patrick's Day as much as we do.
I'm looking at
just walking down one of the main downtown Dublin here.
I'm looking.
We're near Trinity College.
Oh, you are.
And so there's a lot of students, and it's Friday, and you can imagine, like everybody else on a weekend, they're getting ready. And one of the most unusual things so far is everybody here's talking about the weather, as you can see.
I was just going to say, I'm looking at the skies behind you and that sun on you. The weather looks great.
Yeah, it's supposed to be good for the game on Sunday. It may get a little rain tomorrow, but that's not going to change everybody in terms of the party atmosphere. So when we get down to the heart of the city, you'll see big difference.
I'm sure that you got to bed early last night, but what was the atmosphere last night with the folks on your trip?
Well, we went out to a place called the Bleeding Horse, which is a pub.
Yeah.
And it was packed.
Oh.
And it was just like in the movies, you know, where people were having Guinness and just talking. They had two musicians there playing guitars and singing. And they started to play the song from, you know, West Virginia's theme song, Country Roads.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And even though the native people from Ireland, everybody started singing, like, spontaneously.
Oh.
So I videotaped it. I'll have to share that with you because it was pretty interesting to hear this whole Irish pub singing Take Me Home, Country Roads.
Oh. Sitting in a pub with those musicians in the corner, it's so fun. Go ahead.
The other thing I want to mention is in Ireland, they drive on the opposite side of the road.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
So when you're crossing the...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Street, you got to keep telling yourself, I got to look both ways because the cars are coming in opposite directions. So it's kind of strange downtown here to do that.
Oh, man. All right. Okay, listen, take your time. I'm gonna let you go here. You're going to be back up right after our man Paul Rasmussen has news coming up here in a few minutes.
Yes.
All right. Keep it going there, Larry. Be careful. Now, look both ways. Look both ways. That a boy. All right. Larry Richard, live coverage from Dublin, continues in a moment. In the meantime, 6:25 here in the Berg. Richard and the Big K Morning Show live from the streets of Dublin with thousands of Steelers fans. It all continues. But here's what you want to do. You want to see Larry, and you want to see him talking to everybody and the streets of Dublin. Here's what I want you to do. This is really easy. Go to the video stream. Watch us online. KDKA video stream presented by Metropolitan Window Company. All you got to do, go to kdkradio.com. Click on Watch KDK Radio Live Stream or even easier, go to YouTube. Go to YouTube, youtube.com, okay? Search KDK Radio, and the first thing that pops up, you'll see this. It'll say KDK Radio Live, and you'll see Larry right there, Larry Dooley Richard, who's and there's Ryder right behind you. You're walking down. What street are you on?
That's a great question. Ryder, you have the GPS. We're going to take you guys to a castle.
Oh.
And we're walking near
on Castle Street.
This is Castle Street, and we're right near Trinity College, Michael.
I know that neighborhood. I love it there.
And we're walking by. This is cool. There's little.
Go to the castle?
Yeah. Oh, we're going to take a turn here. Ryder's my guide. We're going to the castle. I want you to see because they got it all set up.
Do you understand how wonderful it is to watch you walking, Larry? And you know, I know you're not seeing this, but right behind you, every couple steps, there's a double-decker bus, and that is so Dublin.
Well, once we just passed, remember the old ducky tours they used to have in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they have ducky boats, the same things. They were World War II amphibious. I guess they're like a heavy metal. I don't even know how they floated. Obviously, we don't do them anymore in Pittsburgh because of the danger. But
yeah.
They have just went past. And everybody on the ducky tour, I sent a video to Aaron that we'll post. You'll see is wearing a Viking hat with the horns. But they're not Vikings fans. And at first I thought so. They're Viking tours. Because the Vikings came here in the 1100s and ruled for quite a while. So there's a rich history here in Ireland with the Vikings.
And you know, you did that interview with Dan Rooney, Jimmy Rooney last week. And didn't he said to you, "Yo, yeah, the Irish drove the Vikings out of Dublin once," related to the game on Sunday. That was really cool what he said.
All right, Ryan, where are we going?
Where are you going?
Is this in here? We're going into, is this the castle?
Yeah.
Thank you. So we just passed security, and it says NFL this way.
There's an
NFL experience set up, much like they do at the Super Bowls. So,
boy, this is huge.
Seeing a bunch of Steelers fans here. We'll snag one or two.
Okay, all right.
Okay, wait till you see this castle. This is fantastic. Here, take a look. I'll stop down for a second.
Okay. Pan
this
over.
Is NFL Whoa. Experience. This dates back to, I don't know when.
That's
got a
incredible.
Big NFL. Yeah. And wait till you see. Hang with me for a minute.
No worries.
Because there's the NFL experience, which is kind of 1,000 years of history in the heart of this nation's capital, Dublin. And at the top of the hill, They've got this giant NFL sign with goalposts set up. So now I'm seeing a lot of Steeler fans who are gathered here. And keep in mind, 82,000 people, a lot of those people are also maybe not related to the Vikings or Steelers. It's kind of a general NFL experience.
Yeah, I think the NFL said the other day that they had, it'll probably be 40,000, upwards, what, 30 to 40,000 NFL fans from the United States visiting Dublin. But, you know, for Steelers fans, like you said, this is like going to the Super Bowl.
So this is, there's a merch tent set up, of course.
That, Larry, that architecture behind you is incredible. That is so Dublin and so Irish.
So when I get up here, I'll get a little closer, I'll show you where you can, they've set up a field and people are kicking.
Wow.
And doing all kinds of stuff. Look at that.
Look at that. That's it. There it is.
Cool.
There it is. There it is. Look at, there's the NFL shield. Absolutely gigantic. Oh, that's beautiful. Wow, check it out.
Right in the courtyard of this great and ancient castle. Pretty amazing.
Unbelievable. Look at that architecture. And I know that is, Larry, are you on the Trinity College campus, technically? Do you know?
No, this is close, but this castle's been here for 1,000 years.
Wow.
Let me find it. Yeah, this is like maybe a Pro Bowl field, you know, walking around.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. There's Steeler fans here in this NFL experience. So for a lot of people, we forget that many people there will be from Ireland, and they've never been to an NFL game before.
Yeah, this is so cool. That's why.
This is all new, and the country's very excited about having the Steelers in particular here because of the relationship with the Rooneys.
Yeah.
Former Ambassador Rooney spent 3 years in what is basically the ambassador's residence is like a castle, very un-Rooney-like, because Mr. Rooney liked to keep things simple.
I know.
So.
But Larry, you know, and we kind of forget this, when the Steelers have success and the Steelers win the Super Bowl and it's tied to the name Rooney, the people of Ireland take unbelievable pride in that. That's one of their own. The Steelers are one of their own.
Yeah, before we go real quick, and again, we're in this courtyard, big NFL experience set up. I'm going to harass some Steeler fans.
Okay.
Hang on just a second. Hi, I'm from Pittsburgh, KDKA.
Hi.
Where are you from?
We're live. My husband's from Pittsburgh.
Hey, how you doing?
What part of Pittsburgh?
Florida.
Oh, from McKeesport.
Oh,
McKeesport.
Yeah.
All right, how long have you lived in Florida?
40 years.
How do you like it so far?
Oh, it's good. It works.
And honestly, this game, you guys got to be fired up.
Oh, we are.
So excited.
Yep.
So that's Michael Bartley back at the stadium or stadium.
We love McKeesport. We love everything. You look great. You look great.
Yeah. Kennywood.
Oh, there
Kennywood.
Yeah, Kennywood. Yeah, Kennywood gets a shout out.
We just went to PNC Park last weekend.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, enjoy the game.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Michael, we'll let you get going. We'll check back. We got more to bring you here from Dublin, Ireland on the Big K Morning Show.
Larry, that was fantastic. All right. We got so much more to go. Larry Richard and the Big K Morning Show live from Dublin continues after the break coming up.
We've been hearing a Steelers takeover is underway right now in Dublin, Ireland.
And we're seeing it live. Oh, man, Paul, isn't this, you got to admit, this is fun.
Yes, with Larry Richard overseeing the proceedings at the game as our PA announcer. Isn't that great?
I know, it's fantastic. And all those Steelers fans were, hi, Larry. Hey, Larry. Hi, Larry. Oh, it's so fun. I love it.
Penguins practice at the Lemieux Center in Cranberry that's happening today, tonight, is expected to be packed with fans. And the reason is, Marc-Andre Fleury will be in uniform.
So that's such a big deal. And I guess I underestimated how many people would be going there? So this is going to be at capacity?
I guess so, at the Lemieux Center. And then, of course, at PPG Paints Arena, a sellout is expected for a preseason game, for crying out loud, against Columbus on Saturday night.
Who would a preseason exhibition game
all
sold
for Marc-Andre Fleury's farewell. Isn't
you know,
that
and
cool?
I'll tell you, and he was really such a favorite. The fans just love him here. They really, really do. Unbelievable.
And we have dry weather ahead. Guess what? After a couple inches of rain, as much as 3 in some places, no rain in our forecast as far as the eye can see.
And I got to tell you, Paul, I was sitting on the porch yesterday and looking down at my lawn, and the rain was great to have, but it didn't make a hill's being a hill difference, whatever, you know what I'm trying to, it didn't mean anything. It's still yellowish, brown, green.
It didn't move the meter much, did it?
No, that's what I'm saying. Unbelievable. Oh, man. All right, Paul, this is fun to watch Larry in Dublin.
Hey, listen, I'm enjoying listening to you two go back and forth. This is nice.
And don't you worry, we're going to go right back. All right, Paul Rasmussen, thanks so much. All right, now, I want to, I know you love listening to AM 1020 and 100.1 FM, but I can't stress this enough because it's so fun to watch Larry walking through the streets of Dublin. It's fantastic. So here's what I want you to do. Don't forget. And this program is sponsored by AAA. Okay, but listen, Katie, we're on the Odyssey app. You can go to the Odyssey app now, but you can watch us because Larry is live on the live stream with live video, walking the streets of Dublin. All those Steelers fans, who we just saw a couple, the guy grew up in McKeesport, and the lady's like, oh, I remember Kennywood. That's so wonderful. There they all are in Dublin. This is so fun, and this is the reason why Pittsburgh is the international name for the next couple of days as the Steelers take on the Vikings. Okay, so here's what you do. Our video stream presented by Metropolitan Window Company. This is the fun way to enjoy Larry in Dublin this morning. All you have to do, go to kdkradio.com, all right, and click on Watch KDK Radio Live Stream. All you do is hit a button. Don't worry about it. All you do is hit a button. So, or this is even easier, I'm telling you, okay? On your phone, on your tablet, on your computer, on your PC, whatever you have, it's okay. Just go to KDK Radio, go to YouTube.com, all right? Click on YouTube, open that up. You'll see a search thing, okay? You hit that. Type in KDKA Radio. Up pops our YouTube KDK Radio page, all right? And you'll see the first right at the top, KDK Radio Live. Hit that, and there you go. You're off to the races. You're going to see Larry's live reports for the next, for the next 3 hours. This is just a blast, all right? So now you know how to do it. Now you know how to do it, because I don't want you to miss. Here's what I want. I want you to see the architecture behind him and the fans, people you probably know who are in Dublin. Larry's talking to a gazillion fans, all those folks. I want you to see that for yourself. That's what I want. I don't want you to miss that. All right. KDKRadio.com or go to YouTube and type in KDK Radio. You will see everything Larry has to offer. And it's just, we're just having a blast. We're just having fun. All right. I just don't want you to miss that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.